I'm still kind of curious about this rise through the ranks. Who were the people that you were working with who were part of the junior executive training program and who were kind of rising up with you? For example, were they women, men, people from the area or from other places?
They were from all over the country because they recruited, they basically recruited on the college campuses. And they came from all over, not just in the South, but from all over. And the junior, that my junior executive training program had, oh, I would say maybe 20, maybe 18 to 20 young people from campuses all over. And our first jobs were called head of stock. That was the first job you got. And then when you went from head of stock, you became an assistant buyer. And that could be men and women. And at that time, officers were all men. And buyers were men and women. And then assistant buyers were men and women. But the junior executive training program was men and women. And you stayed in positions depending upon what you were doing and where you were doing it and who your bosses were and what you were doing and how well you were doing it. I enjoyed what I was doing. I loved what I was doing. I had a good time. We were working 6 days a week back then. This was in the 50s. And then you went from assistant buyer to the branches. You stayed in the branches a year as a manager of a department, maybe 2 years. And then you came downtown as a buyer, and you stayed at the buyer level. The buyer level was a good level. You get a small department and a larger department and a larger, and many people just flat out say that it's buyer level because there were very few jobs above the buyer level. And many of those jobs did not go to women.
Yeah, but
to go past the buyer level.